Good morning. You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen. It is 7:30. And this morning, there is major news coming out of Michigan State University right here in East Lansing. We're going to break format right now to learn all about it. And joining us right now is MSU President Luana K. Simon. She's preparing to meet with the Board of Trustees, but was so gracious to join us on the phone for just a few minutes from her office. Good morning, President Simon.
Good morning.
So what is the big news?
We're really pleased to announce that we've achieved our $1.5 billion campaign goal 15 months early. Gives us an opportunity to raise more money on behalf of the great work that our faculty, staff, and students are doing at Michigan State University.
$1.5 billion, that's a lot of money. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of some of the MSU programs that will benefit?
Well, first of all, there are 71 new endowed chairs that are part of our program. We hope to raise another 29 before the end of the campaign. There's an opportunity for almost 1,200 new scholarships. Some of those are already benefiting our students. Others are in the wings waiting to help us next year. We also have fundraising for the new business pavilion, which we're doing the groundbreaking on this afternoon, the Grand Rapids Research facility, and also as a part of the campaign, the Hall of History for MSU Athletics.
So the Empower Extraordinary campaign, it actually kicked off in December of 2014. So what does that say about MSU that so many people want to invest in this university?
Well, I think they see the value in Michigan State University. We've had record years, over $250 million of donations over each of the last 2 years to permit us to raise, to meet our goal early. And we also have over 230,000 people who have participated in the campaign to give their support financially to Michigan State, in addition to all of the Spartans around the world who work on Michigan State's behalf every day to help us grow value.
So you just mentioned all the Spartans around the world, and I know that you signed the statement on the administration's decision to end the DACA. Can you make a comment to that real quick, just because, I mean, that would affect Michigan State?
Well, we don't really know the effect because we don't know those individuals as their name. So, but I think that when you think about children coming to the United States and believing and living and growing up as if they were Americans, I think the Dreamer program gives us a chance to take advantage of their great loyalty to America as well as their great talents on behalf of America.
And this campaign, while it has already met its goal, it does continue until December of 2018. So do you expect more donations?
We do. We need to continue to raise fundraising. The new project is the music facilities that are now on the list as a result of reaching the campaign goal early. Also, we have needs for our students to raise more scholarships and fellowships for graduate students, as well as undergraduates, and to close the gap on the endowed chairs.
Well, thank you so much. I know you have a busy day ahead, so I won't keep you much longer. So again, thank you for sharing the news with us. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, and we do appreciate the support of Spartans and our friends, because much of this is not simply people who graduated from Michigan State, but many people who have invested in the future of Michigan State, and we deeply appreciate their trust. And we'll use their resources wisely on behalf of our students, faculty, and all of our stakeholders.
Well, thank you so much. And that was MSU President Luana K. Simon sharing some major news here in the Capital Region about the success of the Empower Extraordinary campaign. And we will share more details on this story about MSU throughout the day on WKAR.org.